Event, unfortunately, we'll be here in the studio, so we need other people to head along and tell us just how beautiful it is. Very early, I think about 6:45 a.m.
Lindy Hume, Artistic Director of 10 Days, is with us now. Good morning.
Morning.
Can you tell us quickly, what is 10 Days on the Island?
Oh, well, it's Tasmania's Pan-Tasmanian International Arts Festival, although in 2021, it's a completely local festival for obvious reasons. And we're very excited about Mapalee first thing tomorrow morning. So we open in the west and northwest in the first weekend. Second weekend is the north and northeast, and the third weekend is down in the south. So we take this beautiful epic adventure around the island.
Oh, how exciting. So tomorrow morning is the Welcome to Country and marking mm-hmm. the opening of the 2021 festival. We're a bit excited that we get it right here in our neck of the woods. So what is Mapalee?
Well, Mapalee is lots of things, actually. It's a welcome to country, as first and foremost. It's a way of us all gathering on country and acknowledging the traditional ownership of the First Nations people of this part of the world, and that's an important thing to start, statement to start our festival. But it's also just a welcome to the festival. It's a big community gathering. We have, I think we're looking at something upwards of 60 taiko drummers. We have amazing dancers, community dancers, incredible professional dancers as well, slipstream circus, and a lot of the Aboriginal community of the north of Tasmania will be joining us, and it's an incredible visual spectacle as well, with fire and flags and beautiful lanterns and stuff. So it's very, I think it's quite romantic, because it's people arrive at pre-dawn where the fires will be burning and the lanterns will be on, and then as the sun rises and more light comes onto the beach, more activity happens. And Dave Mangana-Goff, who is the creative director and also the narrator for the event, will tell us the story of the creation, a creation story of Moyani, the god Moyani, who invented Palawa, or who created Palawa, who was a kangaroo and then a human. So very exciting. I'm really excited to share this with our community.
It's quite a moving event, isn't it?
It is a moving event. For people who were there 2 years ago on Devonport Bluff, on the Mersey Bluff, on the beach there, it was so beautiful and so... Yeah, it just really connects the community with those stories, but also connects the community. And goodness knows we need a sense of that for after the year that we've all had. The festival happens about a year after lockdown. And so we're all really aware that part of our job is to bring people back together after a pretty tumultuous emotional time, and to remember how beautiful this part of the world is and how fortunate we are to be able to move through these beautiful landscapes sort of safely and with ease.
Tomorrow's event is ticketed but free?
Yes, that's right. You have to go and register on the website, which is 10days.org.au, and it is free, and everybody is super welcome. We're really excited to welcome as many people as possible onto the foreshore at Burnie.
What are some of the other highlights of 10 Days here on the coast?
Okay, well, I'm glad you asked. Friday's going to be busy because it's Mapalee starts the festival, and then there are a series of openings through the day of visual arts events. There's a big exhibition of the making of Mapalee, which is quite a story in itself, at the Makers Workshop there on the foreshore at Burnie as well. Then we have an exhibition up in Shorewell Park, which is a beautiful thing called Gallery of Hopes and Dreams, which is the Shorewell Park community's response to the last year, and it's very optimistic and very beautiful. And then there's a series of Burnie artists called Walking the City of Makers, which is a whole lot of Burnie artists in the CBD, so the Beach Hotel and the Plaza Arcade and in local places in Catley Street and the Burnie Arts and Function Centre. So there's a whole lot of local stuff going on. And then tomorrow night we have the opening of Monique Brumby at Antique Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra in Stanley. At the same time, beautiful Marta Dusseldorp and Ben Winspear will be opening their show in Burnie, Venus and Adonis on the Saturday night. And down in Zeehan, we have an amazing thing called Leonard's Beautiful Pictures, which is a gorgeous films from the turn of the century. I'm talking about the turn of the 20th century, so right around that sort of 1905, just pre-First World War. These beautiful films from around the world, these little vaudeville films and travelogue films, are absolutely gorgeous, collected by a film enthusiast called Leonard Corrick, and we've set them to music, new music by Dean Stevenson, and that's a totally delicious show. It's one of my absolute favourite things. So that's happening it has its world premiere at the Gaiety Theatre in Zeehan. So if you feel like a drive, go down to the Gaiety Theatre on Saturday or Sunday.
Lindy Hume from 10 Days, thank you so much for your time this morning. We've run out of it for the moment, but it sounds like you could keep going forever.
I could. I just put one plug in for Creative Coast, the most amazing keynote address, double Emmy Award winner, Lynette Walworth, will be speaking about her Emmy Award winning films at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning at Burnie Arts and Function Centre, and that's going to be incredible. She's amazing.
Wow. Fantastic.
All of that info is at 10days.org.au. Lindy, again, thank you for your time this morning. Sounds like a great 10 days plus.
Thank you.
News time next.